Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey, Willem,
are you a jet setter?
Million miler, honey. Do you fly in Eleganza?
Only Delta Eleganza. Good. The beds don't just lie down. They go upside down.
Oh, I lost my phone. Delta Lena, come here. Delta Lena. We're covering one of the most iconic episodes of the season 7, Glamazonian Airways.
Glamazonian Airways.
We see Michelle in her iconic Jan cosplay. We see Mrs. Kasia Davis doing a little scat play. And Katya doing the slow splits. We've got leaf blowers. And honey, Jasmine Master's mouth is doing all the work and the heavy lifting.
I hear there's even some floor play.
Ooh.
And Moby does a little pop-up tip spot number.
So yes, stow away your personal items. Make sure your tray tables are in their fully functional and fully tucked positions. And please fasten your safety belts tighter, please. Tighter. Tighter.
That's as tight as it goes. It's time for another episode of
Classique.
Make it tighter. I'll punch your kidney.
Forever.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. And welcome back to Race Chaser Classique, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I am Willem of season 4, Acclaim. And Shane.
Oh, I loved you. Weren't you on season 2? I thought you were so great.
I loved you on the RuPaul Chaser Drags. All of them are guys. Did you know that? They're all guys.
They're all guys.
They're all dudes.
I saw you on the RuPaul. Which one? Are you Melissa Edgars?
My girl likes to watch it. Are you
Selena Choo Choo?
Are you Jasmine Intermediate?
We are... Jasmine Bachelors instead of Masters. what happened
last week? Oh, we're talking about season 7 of Drag Race.
I know, but can we just talk about the elephantitis in the room? What are we?
You can't keep blaming the edit, Alaska. You can't.
What?
And I'm not going to be accepting any PayPal invoices either.
But no, are we doing the right thing, like going back into Classique? Like, I'm enjoying the process, but there are literally 2 seasons of Drag Race on right now, mm-hmm, on WoW Presents Plus, Canada, UK.
Is nobody covering Canada?
No, the Chop is, but they're like doing double duty.
They're doing Britain right now. How can they be doing Canada?
They're doing both because they have 2 episodes per week.
Oh, well, why aren't we doing one?
This is the thing. And Dipper's not in today. Dipper's on assignment in Yemen. And we...
Land of Milk and Honey, baby.
These are questions that I'm sure people are wondering about. I mean, for me, personally, the main reason is because our schedules are really fucked right now, okay?
Yes.
I'm in Los Angeles doing a musical.
And I'm in Dublin doing a musical. And I'm waking up in 6 hours to get in drag for morning TV.
Right.
Girl, I'm on the morning show.
So, like, the
we're
podcast...
We're crazy right now. I have 7 shows a week in 5 days. Then I go to a different country.
The podcast is a priority, and it's very important, and
it always has been. We will never miss a week. We are committed to y'all. We love you and your ears. If you think that we should be covering something else, let us know. Write into us. Tell us. We appreciate your feedback because we're new at this. You know, we've only been doing this 3 years.
But that's part of the point is that when we're doing Classique, we're able to bank episodes and get a little bit ahead.
But we still haven't done that. We planned to do it, but we did it like one extra week. But girl.
Maybe we'll have to, maybe we'll do like a Freaky Friday and do like a switch with the chop for, a period or an episode at least.
I'm down. Give me an excuse to watch any drag, all drag, and I'll do it,
Exactly. But in the meantime, we are covering season 7 right now, and I'm enjoying myself.
Maybe you don't want to cover season 7 Classique right now because you haven't taken your promo pic yet, bitch, for the new artwork. Maybe that's tea.
Honey, this is airing, so yes, it's been taken, and it's done.
Oh, she took the photo. She booked the sesh.
A photo exists, that's all I'm saying.
I'll just say that. Okay, queen, I see me.
Honey, listen, why don't you tell us what happened last week on this illustrious show known as RuPaul's Drag Race
okay,
Season 7?
I will. We got to meet all the season 7 girls last week as they were thrown headfirst into the competition with a Fashion Week mini challenge. They should have been given headfirst as a challenge. Katja would have won that. They did spring and a fall look in front of Rue and the judges and noted actress, really
Joan Van Ark,
Renaissance woman, Alaska Thunderfuck 5000 playing Anna Wintour.
Yes, yes, yes.
After everyone de-dragged, the girls had to stay de-dragged and do the naked runway, or rather bodysuits and nude delusions. And this was a successful tactic for RuPaul to promote Born Naked, her new album. And Violet won the challenge, despite Michelle Visage's stink face. And in the words of Katja, after the crab lady and the bearded hoe lip sync, Tempest is sent home. Tempest took her storm elsewhere.
She did. And she's gone on. I mean, she's raising a beautiful family. She has a career. I love Tempest. And, you might as well be the first one to go. It makes you memorable. And she left us a mirror message that said, love yourself, live your truth. You're never too old to dream. XOXO Tempest.
She's great. I love seeing her at DragCon because she's always the biggest bitch in the building, the least affected by the fluorescent lighting.
Oh, I love standing next to Tempest. She makes me look so short. I look like I'm 5'2". I look like that Lady Gaga. I look like I'm 5'1".
You know, when I met you, I thought you were a slut who wore too much makeup.
But now I realize you don't wear too much makeup. Candy is cleaning off the mirror and she said, no, I wasn't worried. I knew I was going to beat her. Oh.
Okay. Well, good. I will give Candy this. She is succinct. She says what she thinks.
Exactly.
I love the Violet saying what she thinks too, because even after winning, she says, I hate Michelle Visage. And she says that Michelle's tactics were not tasteful. And she says that Michelle would have an even bigger man body than hers if she got rid of her implants.
Okay.
Ooh, them's fighting words. But you know what? Okay. Michelle came for Violet's body. So Violet's coming for Michelle's body. This is all fair game and drag.
Well, this
all... In the real world, this would be called body shaming.
Well, that's what that's what the conversation has evolved and developed over time. That I mean, that's what it was. And saying that someone's body is like giving boy if they are... not knowing how they identify necessarily could be triggering, could be Violet was really upset and she was vocal about that, and I mean that's cool. Violet is not afraid to be vocal when she needs to be vocal, and I appreciate that about her.
I don't love a lot of things Michelle Visage says, but I will say this: what she said to Violet is, I would have appreciated some zhuzh because it's just giving me boy. I get that because Violet just had a necklace on. What if she put some body glitter on? What if she contoured
nothing
a little titty?
But a necklace on.
The radio. I understand where Michelle was coming from. Did she mean it as something hateful? No. Is she hateful usually in life just sitting there not saying anything? Yes. It's how she's done. It's how she's drawn. It's why she's there. So we are not
Stone
always.
Gold Garter.
Honey, yeah. So I'm not mad, but Violet's right. Miss Fane says...
Well, sorry. Oh, no, yeah, no, go ahead. Miss Fane might be mad.
She might be plucked, but that hairline's plucked, honey. That wig is excellent. It's Girl. Got that base lift, that red, and then she's giving eyes. Mm-hmm. She's Linda Evangelista. She was the Linda before Valentina, for sure.
Completely. So stunning. And she's like, no, I am totally, I think it's totally valid that Violet won. I'm not upset about it at all. That's
now so do fame funny. And interview. Oh, the judges made a decision. Very bad.
We have another exchange where Sasha Bell is asking Pearl, are you mad at me because I said that you were over it and didn't care about the competition?
No, Sasha is attributing her saying that name because Pearl is competition. And right. Sasha says that she's, you know, cracked the Drag Race code. So maybe this was part of the codes, making a frenemy or doing something adversarial.
It could be.
Because,
that's a good point.
If a girl came for me and she was wearing a red Bozo hard front, honey.
Okay.
I would not have been as nice as Pearl. Honey, that was a red. Well, it was Bozo red. It was clown red. Am I correct? Clown red. And it was a hard front.
Well, Pearl wasn't exactly nice too. Well, Pearl was fine.
Pearl took
but
it
then
in stride.
In the interview chair, she was like, well, she's mad at me because I'm pretty and she looks like John Goodman in a wig.
Honey, that bitch was Linda tripping, for sure.
Linda tripping. Oh, I got off. We have a video message. And I don't know if we took a moment to gush, but...
Mother's video message look for season 7 is prime. The prime of Miss Jean RuPaul.
Soft, sandy, blonde hair with curls, smoky-eyed, plunging neckline. Oh my God, it must be 120 degrees in here.
Now break
she looks
it down.
Absolutely stunning. She says, hey, Fly Girls, America's Next Drag Superstar needs to work the runway and show me some sass. Then I'll bump your booty up from coach to first class. But remember, if you want me to warm your nuts, that's going to cost you extra.
We have a peanut allergy on board. RuPaul comes into the workroom.
We have a peanut allergy on board.
Thank you. Thank you for approving that.
Wait a second. Can we talk about Sister Dick not making Trixie and Fame sick?
Oh, yeah.
Sister Dick makes them click.
They are rubbing on each other. And I feel like, is Fame from Detroit?
Or rubbing and touching.
Lustful.
All those rubbins and touching.
Rubbins and touching and lustins and squirtins.
All those dirty touchins in the workroom. And I liked it.
The girls are instructed to give face. And as soon as Trixie and Fame take their hands off each other, the pit crow proceeds to come in and blow them with leaf blowers. I feel like every drag queen is a slow-mo of them lip flapping and leaf blowering. I did it in the Hello video in 2015.
My only question is this. Does it hurt?
Honey, no. You just got to really want it.
It doesn't rip your lips and like leave you all chapped and kind of fucked
baby,
up.
Baby, these
afterward?
Things are leather.
But no. And
these are leather chaps on my face. No, it doesn't. It's just a little wind. Okay. It's just a little chapstick.
It looks so cool. The way they shot it, I was really impressed with the sequence. And, like, I thought it was really avant-garde and artsy and, like, really good.
Yeah.
And Moby was there to
I know.
Participate
Random.
As well.
What the fuck was that?
Well, sometimes you just grab someone who's working on the lot in the studio next door if they're on a break. And you just say, come on over.
Tuck in your goddamn shirt, Moby. You're on Drag Race.
He didn't. Maybe I think he didn't know. I'm making this up completely. I don't know. I don't have anything to base it on. But I think he just like came in. Like,
girl, you have a base on. Is that Honey like, Sand 04?
Honey Sand. You know, like when Lisa Kudrow was there that one time, she just came in for the like mini challenge and then left.
It was a little pop up. They probably met each other playing charades somewhere.
It's a tip spot.
Yeah, it's very tip spot. I see it.
Well, why don't we take a really quick break and find out who wins this illustrious mini blowing challenge? The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to
factormeals.com/drag50
and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
I love that these girls did this blowing air thing.
Some do it and make sounds too. They call it singing. Who stood out for you? I thought Jasmine was surely going to win.
I have to say, Miss Fame, she really did this very strange look where she like put black in between all of her teeth.
And, you know, like, how it really is on a mini challenge. If you don't know what to do, go country.
Well, I really liked what she did. And like, I think people put Miss Fame into a box of like, oh, she's just a strict model. But like, she's actually a really funny wacko person. And I love her.
The term wackadoodle comes to mind.
Yeah. I mean, how can you possibly choose a winner for this? But they did. They chose
Trixie Mattel and Ginger Minj.
That's
both
right.
Both have a lot of musical theater experience and like experience with staging and stuff. So okay. I think that they wanted to put the teams in capable hands, if that makes sense.
Good, good.
And RuPaul says that the gifts of the girls getting blown will be posted at logotv.com. Posting Ding! Gifts.
These GIFs will be posted at logotv.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the maxi challenge, which you might have guessed from the video message, is a pre-flight safety video for Glamazonian Airways, which was inspired by the Todrick Virgin Airlines pre-flight video.
Which, honestly, fierce as fuck, that video. When I was on a Virgin flight, and I was like, work, Todrick, go you.
Like, booking all the gigs, paving the way. And Glamazonian Airways is one of my favorite, like, rusical, like, lip sync musical challenges on Drag Race.
But let me say this, RuPaul paved the way, because she did an airline gig for Not Another Gay Sequel, and I was in the scene with her.
She did? Was she the flight attendant?
No, the flight attendants were me. I was Nancy Needs a Twat and Amanda Lepore. And then RuPaul was seated in the cabin with Perez.
Excuse me, could I order a Courvoisier straight up and a pretzel chaser?
So, and that was like 2000 something, like before Drag Race. But RuPaul did everything first. She invented that.
She did.
Not Jackie Paige or not Todrick.
Her feet are tired from paving the way. Okay. That's
did you just write noises. That?
That's what Jackie B always says.
She Girl,
says
I know. She says flats. It at every gig.
I'm wearing flats because my feet hurt for paving the way for you cunts. Yeah.
So the teams are divided up like this. Ginger picks Sasha Bell first. Mm-hmm. And then
Ginger has a very well-rounded group. Sasha, Jasmine, Kasha Davis, Jaden, Kennedy Davenport, Candy Ho. And then Trixie ends up with, you know,
the white girls. Well, here's how I rationalize Trixie's picks in my head. Pearl, she already knew because they're both like Chicago, Midwest girls. Yeah. They uh-huh. work together. Fame, gorgeous. She wanted wouldn't to fuck. Pick her.
They yeah, were fucking.
Exactly. Katya.
Dating.
Crazy. Who wouldn't pick her? And then by then, Jasmine and I just can't understand why Trixie wouldn't have picked Kennedy right off the bat. Like Kennedy is
right. I don't know. She said later.
Well, by the time Ginger had already gotten everything, but Kennedy was picked second to last on Ginger, and right. Pearl Trixie picked Pearl, Fame, and Katya all before that, and Max. Like, how could you not pick a Davenport bitch? Like, Davenports are an asset in any situation. I'm working with Raja now, and I love her.
Yes.
Like, when in doubt, Davenport bitch. Hello.
Exactly.
But Candy is not thrilled to be picked last. It's either Candy or Violet. And Violet's like, I won this challenge and interview. Why are they picking me last? Butthurt
sometimes
McGee.
Sometimes that happens. And
Candy is shaking her head and making her wig move or try to move. It's not moving. just giving some attitude. Like, she's mad she's picked last.
Of course. Because, of course, your feelings would be, you know. Your feelings would be hurt to end up last. But the teams get to work. They're listening
through
their parts.
Should have won the mini challenge then, ho.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, at least you call her by her last name, ho. The Team Trixie is getting into it because Violet, she's an input, ho, because she has a lot to say.
I need you to twist the belt tighter.
Do any of you girls lip sync? Duh. Is there like what?
Are any of you girls dancers?
Well, I'm not saying I'm a dancer, but I do dance, and I'm not saying I'm not a dancer, but I also don't dance. Well, why don't we do a little more listening? Why don't we do a little more listening? Because when we're talking, we're not what?
Trixie is passive aggressive. Boots. And
.org, .net, .live, and .gov.
It's funny, but I see why in Untucked, Jasmine says, I'm on guard with you because your mouth is slick. Because it does, if you don't know someone, once you know somebody, that's fine. But when you don't, it's... Yeah. But I think Trixie is also replying to the situation at hand, which is Violet being an input interrupter ho. So
an interruption, ho.
Honey, I love it. I'm here for drag queens being draggy, and that's all of this season right now.
Oh,
hello. that's Monet's Wi-Fi password, by the way. Tamisha, I'm on.
Work.
Yeah. So I thought that this was going to be such a fun challenge because, right off the bat, Candy says this is right on my alley, which we just had Jocelyn. Saying like this is cup of soup. She did an alley one too.
Girl, well, you know what? Getting turns of phrase right.
They're just trying to embarrass the Drag Race girls. Look at how dumb these hoes are. Every time we say something a little off turn.
Or it could be Canada's Drag Race where they literally are like, "You are a bunch of clowns." The musical. You'll watch it. You haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
But, it's basically You Are Clowns, the musical. Okay.
Well, I've heard the British one has been getting read for having Americanized stuff on it. Like Dancing with the Dogs when it should have been
Strictly
Come Dogging. It would have been way better to have Strictly Come Dogging.
Strictly because, come dancing.
Honey, you know I did that for my fifth grade talent show.
Thank you.
All right. I don't even know what that...
I placed. Don't be mad. Sasha is kind of mad. She's rolling her eyes at Ginger.
Yeah, she's mad. But Ginger is showing great leadership here. She's assigning the roles, but she's keeping the mood light, but she's staying in control of the group. I thought mm-hmm. she was, like, doing such a stellar job as a leader in this moment.
Me too. She was like,
you know what? I know you want that, but I see it more for Mrs. Kasha Davis because that's more her look. So you're going to do this role.
Very much agreed. Ginger took the ship and steered it. My favorite part about this challenge is when they asked Miss Fame if she has any acting experience. And she says, not yet, but I've been presented with some opportunities that may or may not be the direction that I want to take my career in. If there were to be acting in the future, possibly. Honey, she gives the most roundabout answer to, do you do anal?
Well,
yes or no?
I've been in some certain situations that, I mean, I wouldn't not be considered anal, but, like, you know, I'm open to being more, you know, accepting of anal activities in the future. RuPaul hates that shit. RuPaul is like, first of all, if you're talking too long, you're going to make lunch go later. second of all, speak in a soundbite. Third of all, don't fucking try and bullshit your way around it. Just be like, no, I don't act. I've never acted.
Katya, on the other hand, gives the perfect soundbite. When Ruth asks her if she's a dancer, she says, I wouldn't call myself a dancer, but I can move my body in a compelling way to make people compelled to leave the room. And then RuPaul giggles. That's how you do it.
That's how it is done. Take notes, future contestants of Drag Race. That's how mm-hmm. it's done. Self-defecating.
Fuck, what is the Tu Wong Fu name? That is Miss Anne Baxter, and those are the moves.
Those are the moves! Exactly.
Honestly. Anne Baxter. We get the moves, honey. We get the moves because we got choreography with Mr. Jamal Sims coming up at you.
Hubba hubba. Violet is mad because
she's always mad. She's always mad.
That's just how she draws her eyebrows, though.
They're not pulling her seatbelt tight enough. And Violet's talking to everybody like they're Drusilla and Dracinda.
Yeah.
And they're there to help her win her crown. She's like, you need to pull it tighter. You need to show off the snatch, honey.
Pearl is like, I can't run around you 5 times, then tuck it in for you. Like, figure it out. Just do it yourself. And Violet says, she makes the claim that she has the smallest waist in Drag Race history and wants to show it off. Do you think this is true?
A lot of girls have been waists.
You're such an asshole.
Jaded, so, bitch.
Moving on. Ginger is saying she's having trouble with choreography, which I don't get. She's so low to the ground. Her balance must be great.
Well, I think that she's more like movement. She's more face. She's less choreographed dancer, which I hear you. That happens. I understand.
She played Edna Turnblad in Hairspray before Drag Race. Like, she can do choreo.
Maybe she was downplaying her strengths. Purposefully.
Maybe some girls do that. They have been known.
That's the Sasha Bell code.
Wait, a girl did it on season 7. She blatantly lied about something, or season 6, and then she won. I remember it. Who did it?
Bianca's like, I've never done comedy. I don't know. I'm really nervous about this, guys.
No, it wasn't her. It was someone else, but I forget. Oh well.
Katya's like, I don't know. I've never tried a split. I'm really scared. Jaden has a knee injury. Is it time to talk about knee injuries in Drag Race? Because there's 45 seasons of Drag Race happening right now, and there's a knee injury on every single one of them. What's going on?
I mean, let's just blame LaQueer. She started it.
She invented the ankle injury.
She was the first one to have the injury.
But is it what? I don't know. It's another conversation that needs to be had because I don't want to see girls putting their bodies in physical, especially your knees, because you need those. You need to be careful with your knees.
No, I mean, you don't need them that bad. You can just hang your head over the bed and let them do it that way. But knees are good to take care of now. You want to learn how to dip properly and go to the ground properly, and you want to warm up your body every day. Start stretching in your 20s, and your 30s will thank you, and your 40s will love you. Honestly, girls.
Exactly.
But yeah, knees do be getting injured a lot.
Why don't we take a break, and you can rub the lotion on your knees, or it gets the hose again. it gets the pantyhose again.
I travel.
Oh, great.
We're idiots.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, this sweatshirt, and now it's, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. We're back and we're doing some mirror chatting. Miss Fame is not going to be told what to do or how her career should be.
Well,
Jasmine,
Willem, just showing up and being a pretty girl at the club isn't gonna cut it. I mean, that's not what we're here to do.
Well, what if some of us have bigger aspirations for our career than being in the club for the rest of our lives? Oh, when she said that, honey, when those words were uttered, those were fighting words. And not that she was wrong, because I definitely had some ideas about girls that were just in the clubs. I called them bar queens. Mm-hmm. And now I am one. But like, it, honestly, Jasmine deserved that retort, because not everybody does do drag to do it at clubs. Some people do it for other reasons, and Fame is one of those people.
Yeah, Miss Fame. I mean, I think a lot of queens have her to thank for a lot of things, but Miss Fame really paved the way in a lot of ways. First of all, her like wig and makeup technology that she like advanced a lot for Drag Race. Like, she was wearing arguably more bespoke wigs than RuPaul at this time. Maybe on the same level. I don't know if it's, but she also was someone who was like, my aspiration is not to perform in the same way that all the other queens sort of have been on Drag Race. She's like, I want to do makeup. I want to do modeling. That's what I want to do with this. And now we see someone like Got Mick, who's sort of in the same vein, who made it, you know, all the way to the end. Miss Fame paved the way. There's a lot of way paving going on in this episode.
Way upsets my stomach.
Curds? What about curds?
Honey, no, I got them in the back. They do some photo sharing with Fame and Trixie and Violet just to squeeze in some trauma. And it's basically saying what they did with this edit here is they showed Fame being cocky, and then they softened her by showing her family history where her grandfather was unfortunately murdered early on, and they show some tears, and Violet narrating makes this it just shows us that Violet isn't an actress either, because she's like, Miss Fame's gone through some stuff and that seems hard.
She was young.
It's just why did they get Violet to narrate that in the interview chair? They didn't need to narrate it. We already saw what happened. Stop trying to milk a bone dry titty, honey.
Well,
editors, if you're listening, the tit is dry. Move on. Well, the tit is dry. The milk duct is clogged.
You have to remember that Violet makes it all the way to the end, so they wanted to show her as not just, you know, cunty, that she also has a softer side. So this
You're right. I forget. I've never made it to the end of the competition. You have twice.
Yeah, it's so different, you know. Like, it's like a totally different experience. You wouldn't understand. Anyway,
you're so well-rounded. Hated it.
Rupert's Drag Chase. Paint your face, girl. The main stage, RuPaul.
Honey, this is when that first reversible sequin first started coming out.
Oh,
when
it was like, reversible.
Ooh. Yeah, because there were little spots where Ru would like touch her body, like, her body. And then it would be like more blue instead of purple. This was big in the drag world. If you didn't have something reversible sequin, go home.
Go home.
Go home.
This is not a show for girls who know how to wear regular sequins.
No, get a sequins gown. Double sequins.
Is the backside of those sequins comfortable?
Well, here's the thing. And this will come up during the runway theme, which is Glamazonian Airways and Jet Set Eleganza.
Yeah.
The girls wearing beading and sequin, you don't want that for Jet Set Eleganza, because Jet Set Eleganza needs to be two things. Something that you can sit in and something that is elegant. So you do never want to sit in a sequin unless you have to. You never want to sit in beading unless you have to, or stonework. But we'll get to that. But I'm heated over that.
We'll get to that. We're like,
for our colon's comfort.
Right, exactly. We're almost there. I want to shout out the judges, because this is a really stacked judging panel on this good day. Mm-hmm. Carson Kressley, of course, we live. Jordan Sparks and Olivia Newton-John on the same day.
And Jordan Sparks is a huge drag fan. She came to the Rose Room when I was there, and she was so nice to all the girls. Just
big drag fan. I love her. She's iconic.
She tipped the girls. She was great. And, Olivia Newton-John has been aching to do this probably. And she was probably up for season 6, but they said, no, you can't come.
Not We've got one house. Already.
Yeah.
And Michelle Visage is really giving us one of the most iconic Michelle Visage looks, the flight attendant look, which Jan went on to recreate and had the face crack of the century while wearing it, making this look even more iconic. But I love this look on Michelle.
Yeah, not mad at all.
I love when she participates in the challenge a little bit.
She just does it to troll him when she's like, oh, I got an idea that'll be better than yours.
She has an airplane ring.
Of course she does.
I like that. I really like this. Start your jet engines.
Her necklace looks like your logo upside down, too, kind of.
Oh, well, I'm here for that. This was a mistake because they gave us a quick runway. And I think they learned that, like, the audience do not, like, a quick runway edit. We don't get any quips from the judges.
We want to see maximum faggotry on display.
We want to see, like,
let the girls twirl.
We want to see the runway. And it's like more respectful to the girls because they get to show off these looks that they've invested in and planned. Like, we just get a quick little, okay, here's Trixie. And Katya is wearing clothes. Anyway, Max.
Thank you, Katya.
But let's at least talk through everybody's look a little.
Sure. Trixie gives Judy Jetson space hooker, for sure.
Judy Jetson. Oh, so I'm a Judy Jetson hooker.
Honestly.
Oh, so you're saying
Judy Jetson prostitute.
Oh, okay, okay.
She looks like she works from an in-call location. Secure off-site parking.
It's cute. It's cute. Uh-huh. This takes it. It tells a story, and it, you know, I mean, if we're going realness, which I'm unclear as to whether this is a realness category or not, it's not giving realness, but Trixie has a point of view, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Katya is one of the best looks on the runway.
Me too. Love it. Love the hair, the proportions, the colors pop, it's stoned.
It's this floral, like, green. And it's very iconic of hers as well because she ends up lip syncing in it. Sorry, spoiler alert. But she looks great.
It kind of gives the H&M Versace motif of that floral that they did the collab years ago.
It's
like blue, turquoise, pinks, purples. It's great. It's a maximum toot for me on Katya. Now Max does this black and white Gaga Goes to the Airport look.
Very that. She looks very cool. Paparazzi. She looks very chic.
Yeah. Point of view, again, nailed.
Yeah.
Pearl looks effortless. She looks like a woman returning home from plastic surgery.
Yeah.
She gets off the plane. Where am I? Very White Lotus. It's gorgeous.
I love it.
Me too.
This is actually, if we're, you know, judging it on whether you'd want to travel in it, this is actually one of the more, you know, accurate, you'd want to travel in this look.
Linen for leisure? Of course.
Linen for leisure. Violet is giving us sort of a pinup kind of throwback, kind of vintage, matching luggage.
I have questions. Bang.
What's the question?
Is this a French fry print?
It looks like animal print from far away, but yeah, when you get into it, I thought it was like wood chips, but is it French fries?
I think it's French fries. And my other qualm is Violet's got black hair. She's a 1B. If you're going to wear a 613 wig, make sure those temples are covered, baby.
She was a child.
Baby.
Give her a break.
Baby.
She's very beautiful.
Very good, Will. You get princess points.
Miss Fame is corseted. In an all brown sort of earth tone kind of.
It's very Dune. It's very Zendaya Dune.
Dune. Aggie Dune.
No, not her.
Shout out to Aggie Dune. I love Aggie.
Hey Aggie, Rochester in the house. This is giving me Jet Set though because the head is covered like Whitney and in the last scene of Bodyguard when you wrap your hair because you're going on the flight. Yes. And it's windy. So she fits the dossier. Okay. She understood the assignment.
Okay.
Candy Ho gives Fifi's travel look from Dragazines.
Yeah,
this doesn't give Eleganza. This gives Beach Hat Vacation. This gives, give me a cover up to walk through the hotel. This doesn't do it for me, Candy Ho.
She has like a bamboo purse, like a huge purse. Like you can carry your sunscreen, like all of your things. I don't know that you would want to fly in this. But you definitely, I mean, I would definitely want to go to the beach with her because she has a huge bag. You can put some LaCroix in there. You can put some White Claws in there.
Some like, Vizzies.
Some Vizzy sparkling seltzer.
Cherries, girl. Yeah.
Some Serve vodka, in the original unflavored Alaska version. If you wanted to.
Oh, I heard wild. It's flavored glacier water, like where your people come from.
Please move at a glacial pace.
We have Kennedy doing a futuristic flight.
What about Mrs. Gosh Davis? Fuck her drag.
Well, MKD didn't give me... She gave me Eleganza, but she did not give me travel. And the bag was big. All she needed was like a printout of like a Spirit Airlines ticket or something. And that would have been travel. Like, or a little passport or something. She didn't give me travel.
Yeah.
If she came out with a neck pillow, that would have been funny. Just like how she did and then put a neck pillow on. Like, bitch, there on travel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
give it a little something extra. It didn't fit the directive 100% for me, but I love her.
Now, what about Kennedy? Kennedy?
Honey, I lived.
Kennedy has a little spit curl in the front. This is very, like, chic, like, retro, very, like...
Toxic Britney. Like, you could see Britney working the same flight with... Kennedy for sure.
Yeah, I love this. I thought she looked really beautiful.
Sasha Bell
is Lady Bunny in a funhouse mirror in this moment.
She has 18 wigs on,
which I'm not mad about.
Each drier than the last.
Oh, well, God.
Did no one have oil spray that day? Okay. Nobody wanted to help her.
All right. Well,
I like her, but like, let's talk about this. There is beads on this dress. You don't want to sit in beads. This is not Jet Set. Where is her carry-on? Where is her carry-on? She doesn't even have sunglasses? Honey. That's last season.
I think it didn't quite work. And the judges definitely let her know that. Jaden Dior Fierce. This is a fierce, like... this is a fierce costume, like a dance performance costume. And she's sort of giving flight attendant.
Very come fly with me. I'm not mad at it.
Which is a really like smart and inventive reading of the prompt because it's like, I'm not going to be a passenger. I'm going to be the flight leader. Okay.
Yeah. I'm surprised more girls didn't do it. Just her and Kennedy and Trixie, really.
Yeah. But I mean, Jaden looked fucking clean as fuck from head to toe.
Yeah, very. Jasmine Masters. This didn't say Jet Set to me.
Right. It was like if there was something that indicated like something about travel. She looked very nice. She looked very polished and put together.
But it was not
more like an interview.
This was not a Dynasty Dominique Devereaux moment. This was you're supposed to be going on a plane, bitch. You're in a jet. Like, could you even walk up the stairs to the jet?
Right. But what about Ginger Minj?
This was even worse. This was the least jet set of them all. This was homecoming court. This wasn't even homecoming queen. Because
it wasn't a full length
gown. Wait, I can't hear you. My earplug fell out. And I know you're yelling at me for reading them. But wait, what'd you say?
If
you have a tank top tan and you decide to wear an asymmetrical shouldered gown,
you need to do all that.
No, I need to because tan lines matter. And you're wearing your hair up?
I didn't clock a tan line. I thought she really went far with the reading of the prompt and she said, this is what Elizabeth Taylor would wear.
Baby.
What?
Ginger was talking to her ass. She was trying to save it. She wore what she wanted to wear. Elizabeth Taylor on a plane would have worn a pillbox hat and a glove. Because in the 60s, when she was jet-setting with Richard Burton and Mike Todd, who had his own plane, that's what she was wearing on the Around the World in 80 Days press tour. A little pillbox hat, little sheath dress, not one shoulder, gowns. That was cocktail, honey. That wasn't jet-set travel. No. Cocktail. Okay. And where was her bags? You know Ginger wouldn't go on a flight without some, like, fucking Muddy Buddies or a thing of Gardettos or at least a bag of something from Duty Free.
Right. Like
that look was a lie for Ginger.
Some sort of pocketbook. some sort of pocketbook, because a lady is never sure on a plane.
No.
Are we going to take a break and come back?
Well,
okay. So we're going to take a break. And why don't we figure
take
out
a break.
What? Why don't we figure out what's in your carry-on attaché?
We can all go up and blow our father.
God.
Oh, and we are back already.
Girl. I'm feeling choppy. Is the water a little choppy today?
Honey, I'm just pressing my presser points so I don't get shishik from all these girls.
I'd like to order the chop salad because the chop are doing double
duty. It's an Asian salad with a blunt roach clip in it.
What?
A mandarin chicken salad with like a blunt, like a little Latrice, little vanilla.
Because you're saying it's like Latrice and vanilla. Okay.
Had a salad, yeah. But Latrice and vanilla are actually not having salads. They're podcasting, just like us, on a show called The Chop. And it's great. They're covering Canada and UK.
So go on over to The Chop, and you can listen to all things International Drag Race.
My name is Latrice Royale.
And I am Manila Luzon.
And this is your UK Minute.
Mm.
Now, girl, the girls are doing what they need to do to get prepared for Snatch Game. And this seems like it's going to be a clusterfuck.
This is what I'm going to do. Oh, no, RuPaul tells me to do someone else. This is what I'm going to do. Oh, no, RuPaul told me to do someone else. I'm gonna do this. RuPaul wants me to do Cher with a Spanish accent.
Well, you can see that this is gonna be the highway to hell.
Highway to hell, impersonating someone else. Yeah.
And we have a shocking elimination.
Oh, yes. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah. Now, for more recaps of Season 3 of Drag Race UK,
check out The Chop every Thursday here on the Mom Network.
Rue says, even though you performed in teams, tonight you'll be judged as individuals. And Katya is like,
those words are only terrible in that order at Drag Race and at an orgy.
Oh, you'll be judged as an individual.
They judge. So the safe girls are declared Trixie, Max, Pearl, Jasmine, Jaden, Kennedy, and Candy Ho, which leads to a great untucked with Jaden, Jasmine, and Kennedy just telling Trixie how it is. Like,
are we? Yes. Oh, definitely. Which is juicy and fabulous.
Check out Untucked if you are able to look up a YouTube.
It's on
very
YouTube.
Funny.
Yeah, are we just going to glaze over Glamazonian Airways?
I mean, it's a great challenge.
One of my favorite things about Glamazonian Airways is the type of musical mix that it was. They edited it together in a way that it was like it was a drag mix.
Like a lip sync, very like whoop.
Yes. Lots of like
great
screaming transitions. Then it was like, and he said the most unnatural things to me. And then it's like, oh, is that like a Satan voice.
It was great. It was totally great.
And I can't believe they haven't done this like format of like making like a blatant fake drag mix. I thought it was really inventive and fierce and really fun to watch perform.
Maybe when we do our drag show, we can give all the girls a soundboard with 100 cues and say, make a mix, pick a beat. And that'll be a challenge because, like, girl, you need to know how to, if you don't know how to dance, you need to learn how to cut a mix and lip sync, at least. You need to be able to entertain people from the nipples up, because in most bars, they can't see from belly button down.
Right.
Unless you get up on that subwoofer and spread it, honey.
Right, exactly.
That one in the pop-up stage in Southern Nights.
We basically covered what the judges said. We get a very famous Michelle Visage. Meh.
Yeah. Michelle is not feeling Trixie's look or Ginger's look, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she, I mean, Michelle's saying what we think.
And she also says, oh, Sasha Bell's dress was just schlumpy. But yeah, that's what they're there to do. They're there to critique. But you know what? It was Katya who, you know, I mean, she really fumbled on the lip sync during this challenge. And it was really a lip syncing challenge, especially her part. It was like a spoken monologue.
The weird thing was the thing that when they introduced the challenge in Untucked, Trixie says that Katya was saying, I'm going to win this challenge with this. I can do this. And then she totally just like farted on the runway. But
sometimes that happens.
The weird thing that Jasmine described this challenge is she says it's a live lip syncing something. It's like, is it live?
Well, the queens performing are alive.
Oh.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
The thing with Sasha's hair clip, like, when you want to do an updo and shake it down like a model, you need to do it with a single device that you can just pull cleanly. You don't need to unclip and then unwind it. It needs to be an effortless thing. And that hampered Sasha's performance. So Sasha is in the bottom two for sure. They announce right off. They say, Sasha, you're lip syncing. And then they let the other girls hang.
Yes, it did. I did feel for Sasha Bell in this moment, not just because
it was funky.
Not just because I follow her on Twitter, and I enjoy her work now. And
you want to play frisbee, don't you? Catch it in your mouth like a dog.
But no, I felt for her because she was trying to fight for a better part in the skit, as Jordan Sparks calls it, a skit.
Maybe, but did they show her fighting or did they just show her being mad? She didn't say, actually, Ginger, I'd like you to consider that more in my feelings.
That's
all
true.
She said is she didn't fight for it.
But she and recognized.
Fighting for it would have shown some gumption, I think.
She recognized that some parts are more standout roles than others.
Yeah.
And
well,
her
I mean,
part that she got assigned was very small. She had like two solo lines. And unfortunately, she tried to make the most of it by adding some sort of spectacle. Like she did the glasses reveal and she wanted to do the hair coming down. I get what she was going for, but then she got tripped up on it. And then it was like, well, that was your one line to sort of deliver. Mm-hmm. And so she got fucked in this
moment. You went to theater school. You know there are no small parts.
Well,
moving parts, but that's Trixie.
Two birds, one stone, Diva. Sasha Bell ends up in the bottom with Katya, and we get a lip sync. Wait, oh, the winner is Ginger Mianja. And she wins a 5-night luxury hotel accommodations courtesy of My Gay Getaway. That's fun.
Yeah. This lip sync.
Did you think someone
is...
else should have won?
You
seem displeased.
I enjoyed Kennedy and Jasmine both equally, but I thought Ginger also did a great job as a team leader too and did a great job on stage. So
yes.
Her workload might have been a little, I'll give it a steeper curve to grade on. So yeah, I think Ginger deserves a win for sure.
I thought so too, because she really did a great job as a leader and her team did really great. So she deserved it.
Yeah. Katya is a beast in this lip sync. She's focused. You can tell her
beautiful.
Look from the beginning. Sasha comes out right out the gate with titty, 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 titty shake.
Yeah.
And that's... And there's a lot of pointing. She's a pointer sister a bit. Katya just gives us a quiet confidence. And the moves, it goes with the song. And she's just giving us, you know, ONJ hardcore. Just connecting. And Sasha's giving us tip spot number.
Sure.
High energy.
Yeah, I felt like Katya
was telling the story and Sasha's giving tip spot.
Right. Katya was really acting. And, you know, and then on top of that, you add the sort
the agility.
She does a really strong split right out of the beginning, toward the beginning. And then she does this slow split later in the song. That's really, had we ever seen that on Drag Race before?
The slow split? I'm not sure, but I do know that the Nutcruncher, which is the first split she did, that was exactly timed, and then the hair up and the wig line didn't move. That was good. I give my sister points for that.
Girl.
Katya knows how to do drag.
She does.
And Sasha's dress was cumbersome. She said she could barely move in it, which
her boob fell out at the end, which I thought was funny and cute.
That dirty padding, it was there for like two frames, and then somebody was like, "Girl, your titty." But for them to show that, they didn't need to do that.
Well, it was the last thing that happened in the show. This is what happens, though, when you're, like, lip-syncing and giving your all. Like, shit's flying. Like, you can't pay attention to what's going on, where your pads are going, and your titties, and your this and that. Your birdseed titties are falling right out of your fucking dress.
West Coast girls just don't pad. It's not a thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Katya wins this lip sync and she gets to slay another day.
Don't kiss the pilot, cause he'll take you away. Yeah, Katya rightfully wins this lip sync. And it's very sad to see Sasha go home because she had really high hopes for this season. And it wasn't her moment.
Honey, high hopes and a hard front. That's what she had.
Well, honey, sometimes that's all you need. And I would love to see Miss Sasha Bell come back for an All-Stars season.
They need to get all the girls that did porn to come back.
Girl.
Detox, Violet, Jade, Sasha Bell, New York, what's her name? Oz's Dahlia? Daughter. Yeah, Dahlia. Dahlia's porn's great.
I've suddenly lost all track of what we're doing here. Oh, Untucked.
Wait, we're supposed to have track of what we're doing?
Let's talk a little bit about Untucked, which is on YouTube. This was the format change when they started editing it like a Treasure Island Media porno. Like these sort of scary, like intense black and white, dramatic.
Very that.
Framings.
Dawson comes out from behind the couch, bewildered, covered in cum.
Where is
strictly cum dancing?
Is Dawson still alive? Dipper, do you know?
You know, if you don't give her five loads a day, she wilts and withers.
I wonder where he is.
Wilton withers. Now. I bet he's fine. Dawson's fine.
I like Dawson. Okay.
I don't want to wait.
A few things happen here. Jasmine is holding court in this episode of Untucked. She is like so thrilled to be safe. Like, I bet she was more thrilled to be safe than she would have been if she won the challenge. She was just like, bitch, I am HERE here. I am safe. I've made it. She's like, we were good. The other team was the opening act. The other team was gutter bucket boots.
And this is the part where they said, Trixie says, oh, I wish we knew who won. And Kennedy's like, we won. And Trixie's like, oh, really? I didn't see that printed in a paper anywhere. Like, Trixie's still fighting for that win, even backstage. And when she calls out Jasmine and says, well, how is this Jet Set Eleganza? And she said, because of my character.
Because it's who I am. I brought myself. This is my character.
It was like, honey, you weren't even in the terminal.
It was very like, people were coming for Trixie's sort of space age kind of interpretation.
Which makes sense. I like the interpretation. I just thought the execution was a little crunchy. Like that hat wasn't the right color. The face looked Crayola. Not smooth. I like her. She's my friend. But it was crunch. It was early tricks.
Right.
No treats.
Right. And I get
why Jasmine was coming for her.
Right. I want to give an honorable mention.
Give her some snacks so she can crunch and munch. Sorry, go ahead.
Crunch. I want to give honorable mention to Pearl's titty contour because we barely got to see it on the runway. This is she really was at the forefront of doing this very realistic, detailed breast, like, animation on herself.
I mean, it's no, like, black eyeliner like Fifi did in the season 4 promo. Remember those?
What?
Did you see those? Do you remember those?
Of course.
They corrected them in some of them, but in a couple of them, they made it through in the Meet the Queens. It's so bad. But this is also, you watch Ginger on this Untucked for a brilliant way to backhand compliment someone.
What did she say?
She says, you know, when I first met you, I didn't see you, blah, 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 blah. But then she's like, and you know, if I was you, your size, I would wear that too every day, all day. And then she says something else to Pearl about the titty contour. And then Pearl's just like, it only works from one angle, though. This was a good Untucked episode. It shows all three of the top three girls having a moment. And yeah, just being drag queens and, like, you know, getting to know each other.
Yeah, definitely. And it was really sad to see Sasha go. You could tell how disappointed she was. And she's such a sweet soul. I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Sasha Bell.
Wait, I'm getting an interception from the FFA, the Future Faggots of America Airlines. Oh, we have an unidentified flying drag queen jetting in. Oh, she's a trillion miler. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's give it up for, ring them bells, Miss Sasha Bell. Hey, girl, hey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the little pod to discussing all the herstory.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited for the tips. Thank you.
Well, girl, right. We said that you were almost the gay Alan Turing of Drag Race. You almost unlocked the code.
So close. I was so close. It was within reach. What?
The hair, that blonde hair, that was 18 wigs. If that wasn't reason enough, you figured it out. You're like, I'm going to wear all the wigs and then I'll win.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was really going to put me over, you know, the edge. I thought that was a winning wig at the time. I sure did.
That was good.
I thought it was stunning. I'm sorry. I'm very tongue tied and very nervous talking to you because I look at you naked all the time. Can we just open the conversation with that? Because I can't go on. Because you have had a journey that not a lot of drag queens or Rue girls have had, which is making the jump from being a drag queen known for being in drag, known for being on RuPaul's Drag Race. And you've parlayed that into, I mean, adult content. I mean, do you consider yourself like a porn actor or tell us about that journey.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, like, porn actor is, I don't know. I think of, like, a production company and all that. I'm just taking, you know, videos on my phone. But I'll take it, whatever. I took the leap a year ago, and I was scared out of my mind, but it was something that I always wanted to do. And so I finally did it. And, I mean, the reception, for the most part, has been good. So I'm very thankful for that. And, you know, I used to, I still work out all the time, but I definitely eat a lot now. And I'm just glad that everybody is embracing my body type because I'm not a size whatever, you know, and I like being a little bit bigger, a little heftier and hairier. And I honestly think that there's more of a market for that anyway, you know. I'm enjoying the ride.
Honey, I love your sister smut.
Honey, you. I love it.
We reviewed it on our OnlyFans sister review and we loved it. It was great. The only person that ranked better was CJ, and that's because she was getting pissed on and stuff. And
right.
He's well seasoned with crystallized ginger. Midge. So who was your favorite to work with on season 7 out of all the dolls? Who was your one best sistress out of the whole season that you're still close to?
Probably Trixie and Katya. I mean, I guess I didn't get to work with them that much. You know, like when I was there, it was just a sewing challenge, another sewing challenge and a right. dance challenge. So I wasn't really on the same team with them, but I definitely talk with them still. But yeah, I just remember Katya, when I got to know her, it was coming back for the twins challenge and we were in Untucked and she was just being Katya. And that's when I was like, I turned to Ginger and I said, who is this bitch? Like, right. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people in our season, they've really ran with it. And I'm just kind of in awe of what Trixie and Katya have built.
Yeah.
And that they're still so humble and reach out. And, you know, I love that.
For sure. And I mean, so you auditioned 5 times. I understand that because I did the same thing too. I auditioned 5 times. You auditioned 5 times. And then you joined the cast of season 7. You were a super fan of the show. I bet, do people just constantly, they're like, oh, I bet you said you cracked the code. Do you like completely regret saying that?
Yes,
because
absolutely.
You probably just never fucking hear the end of it. The Sacha Bell code.
Well, it's funny because I'm sure like you guys have the same kind of scenario with your catchphrases, but they're like catchphrases that you got to share with the world. Mine are catchphrases where people are like, hey, were you fucked up? You know, do you think you cracked the code? Or like, did you misunderstand the assignment? My catchphrases are because I had a couple shitty days, you know?
Right. Have you done shirts that say, you know, crack the code, Sacha Bell? I buy one.
At DragCon, I think I'm going to make a shirt with my ass on it and say crack again.
I will buy that too.
Same. So are you no longer known as when we introduced you, when we put out your payout slip and you go to the bar and cash it out, do you want Sacha Bell on it or Frisbee Jenkins?
Frisbee Jenkins.
Are
I still.
Cousins? How did they meet?
They are.
They used to fuck, right?
They used to fuck. And they cousins. Are. They are cousins.
but only on their mother's and their daddy's side.
Yeah, I mean they're double cousins actually. So
double love.
I was originally Frisbee. Mm. When I first started drag, I was Frisbee Jenkins. That was my first name. And
work.
Yeah, and then I always wondered if you guys did that in the moment. Ding. Where's the dolphin noise?
Oh, you listen? You listen to our pod?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Thank you, friend of the pod.
Every single one. Yeah. I love your guys' pod. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Deep friend of the pod.
Deep friend of the pod.
Sweet Frisbee Jenkins. So wait, is that your drag name now? Did I misintroduce you?
Yeah, well, no, I every once in a while I'll shave my mustache and I'll be Sasha. Like my friend had a birthday show a couple months ago and he wanted me to be Madonna. It was like an illusion show. So I shaved and I'll still pull Sasha out. I still like to do that whole type of drag too. But like I started as a comedy queen and then some old school pageant queens convinced me to run for some pageants. And they said, listen up, Myrna. They said, listen up, Myrna, you need to pick a professional drag name if you're going to be taken seriously in pageants. Mm-hmm. So that's where Sasha came about. So, but now I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to like go back into comedy. That's how I got into it. That's what I really love doing. And I like my mustache too. So this kind of gives me an excuse to keep it.
If you don't want to shave your mustache, you can always go on your side and then make your butt into drag and then use your ass cheeks to talk and tell the jokes. And then you can keep your mustache, but still be in like pretty face drag.
I'll have to try that. Thank you.
Use your pucker, honey.
Ding!
Pucker up, buttercup. I want to ask you about something a lot of the queens for the first episode, there was the nude illusion, like, oh, walk down the runway naked thing. Mm-hmm. Did they tell you wear an airbrushed bodysuit? Because like predominantly everybody did. What did they tell you for that? Did they say be nude or like?
It was all over the place. No, it was all over the place. I first asked if I could be Mystique from X-Men. Because okay. I had a blue, and it was all designed, a blue jumpsuit. And they said no, copyright and all that. And then so I sent them a picture of that nude bodysuit with the vagina and everything on it. I said, is this what I need? Is this what you're looking for? And they said, no. I mean, do you just have like a nude shaper? Like they said, your whole body will be blurred. It's not judged.
And then they didn't blur y'all.
Yeah, so that's why my black bra strap.
This is why Jiggly didn't get out of the boat. Mm-hmm. Misinformation.
So, and I mean, I don't know what they told everyone. That's what they told me. And I said, I thought my red hair was going to cover my black bra strap. But even if it showed a little bit, I'm like, my whole body will be blurred.
Right.
And they said, it's not judged. They said, what's judged is what you make, which I made that green, like J-Lo kind of beachy robe thing. And I was kind of proud of it. So honestly, I was in, you know, I was in that lineup and they were talking to me and Michelle's like, I saw your black bra strap. And I was like, okay. And I'm thinking it's not judged. I'm like, she's just saying stuff. And I honestly thought until they said, this is how delusional I was on the show.
That makes so much more sense now.
Yeah. This is how delusional I was when I was on the program, because I did not know I was in the bottom until they did the order of, you know, you're safe, you're safe, you're safe. And then when I was third, because then they did the bottom two right after me, when I was, that's when I was like, holy shit, I'm in the bottom. I had no idea.
Sometimes I don't know when I'm in the bottom either.
Because they said they liked what I made. You know, they kind of read my other runway looks that we did for the fall and spring thing, which, you know, I'm not proud of them now. But at the time, I really thought I was turning. I thought I was going to win.
Oh my God. Well, it is a well-documented fact that sometimes some girls are told slightly different. Like Delta just told a story where she was like, yeah, when I did that comedy challenge and bombed, they gave everyone a run through and then the actual performance. And for her, she just did her one run through. And then they were like, oh, it was great. That was fine. We don't need you to do it again. And everyone else did it twice except for her. So, like, this is a thing. Well, whatever. I thought you were sickening. Would you ever go back into the arena for All Stars?
Well, if Willem does. if Willem can.
I'll carry your bags.
Oh, that's so sisterly of you. I'll only go if Willem is allowed.
We'll do an OnlyFan All Stars.
Oh, my, no. I was saying that the other day. Like, all the... Because would they even let us because of OnlyFans?
Of course. That's like a huge thing. Like, that's part of your evolution.
I thought that they made people take stuff down. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Well, I heard rumor. I don't know if it's true.
Boa said that she wasn't allowed to talk about being a sex worker. Not Boa. Alona Verley. Once her WoW thing was up, she's like, now I can do what I want. I can do my OnlyFans, my whatever. So I think they are trying to not have the girls do so much deemed adult work to them. I don't know. Even though we're adults.
I would go back because the thing I wanted to do the most was an acting challenge and I didn't get to. So I would have loved to have seen Snatch Game or...
Who would have been?
Yeah.
At the time, it was going to be the Long Island Medium. That was before it was done. If I did it now, it would either be Reba. Or I can't think of her name. Who's the serial killer that Charlize Theron played?
Eileen Wuornos.
That's who. And I would just be like, I would just get really upset every time I got the answer wrong, you know.
My God. Well, Sasha Bell for All Stars. God damn it. Frisbee Jenkins for All Stars. Trinity the Tuck changed her name. You changed your name.
Right. Yeah.
Trinity Chuck also changed her face, though. So, I mean, she's allowed to.
Ooh.
Thank you so much for coming on the Little Race Chasems.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much. Where can people find you out there?
I'm still under Sasha Belli on Instagram because you can't change it if you got that check. So
right.
I'm still Sasha Belli. You can find me on OnlyFans, back or front slash whatever it is, Sasha
I think
Belli.
You do both. From what I've seen. Back, front, east, west.
Yeah, whatever.
You're the whole compass, baby. North, south.
And then for some free content, my dirty Twitter is, oh God, what is it?
XXL Sasha.
Yes. Thank
Not
you.
That I know. That by memory. No. Oh my gosh. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. You're amazing and keep up the good work.
Yay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. You guys are killing it. So, thanks. So great to connect.
See you at DragCon.
Yes, yes, can't wait.
Well, what an exciting episode. You know what? We're in classique mode, and I'm not mad about it.
What if we go classique, classique?
Oh, chic, classique. Classique, c'est la vie, c'est bon, c'est bon. Thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser Classique this week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we would love for you to write a review of our little podcast on your podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe because we like that. And then take a moment and then give us a rating too, but only if you want to do the 5-star one.
Right. And you can follow us dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. The Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. And the Mom Podcast account is at Mom Podcasts.
Plus, we have bonus content available at patreon.com/Willem. And that Race Chaser bonus content is available by searching the hashtag Race Chaser or just scroll the hell down. It's right there. You'll find it.
Exactly. And you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
/drag.
So start your jet engines. Thank you, ladies.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.